When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. It's Nick Jansoff here, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. Hope everyone's doing well. Today, I just thought of something about a new podcast about triggering. It's going to be just a random, like in search, you know, see what providers others are providing of the Google Lord and the God of Google. And we're going to go on to something called triggering, everything about triggering. And I do have a podcast on this a little bit also on this. So I'm going to be able to, do this and on sound and see how it looks and feels. And it is. I think this podcast is going to be pretty random, and it's going to be, I think it's 146 on the episodes. And so welcome aboard for the newbies and all the regulars, and thank you for sticking it out and listening to my podcast about anxiety. And hopefully you can take something home today and share some stories or some text, some journaling. Yeah, I've come across let's talk about triggers. What is triggering? Let's go straight into the work. It means having intense emotion or physical or psychological reaction due to the external factors, typically associated with recalling a traumatic event or experiencing a reminder of the past distress. It can manifest as sudden anxiety, sadness, anger, any other type of emotional response. So if you're feeling at the moment like a little bit of sadness, a little bit of anger, anxiety, it can be any one of those. Even that change in winter time, just sort of rabble on a little bit here. Now I'm finding it's our first actual, feels like a winter month for us here in May, mid-May. The 20th of May. I can feel the coolness sipping in. I'm actually put on two jumpers and that's interesting. So gearing up, even though walk at nights tonight, I love walking amongst the trees and that. So I can, that's one of my coping mechanisms for anxiety, stress, and all that kind of thing. And every time I feel triggered, I know that I need to go for a walk. So that's just one thing that I do. We can go in talking about like how do we identify emotional triggers in three steps. So what are the things we can identify with? I'm just kind of looking for information here. Emotional triggers, also called mental health triggers or psychological triggers, are things like memories, objects, people that spark intense negative emotions about everything. And this change, emotions can be abrupt, or most cases it can feel more severe than what the triggers would logically call for. All right. For example, an emotional trigger for someone. Winter's coming along. Now, luckily, I got some tea here, so I'm in a bit of a rant. Sometimes emotional triggers can be someone might be in public speaking. When asked to give a presentation at work, they might start to experience symptoms like super dizziness, chest pains, rapid heart rates, nausea, shaking, anger, anxiety, sadness, as mentioned earlier. And depending on which symptoms an individual feels, may have on several types of mental health triggers. Let's look at anxiety triggers. Now, these are emotional triggers that are rooted in the panic and stress. They are characterized by anxiety, nervousness. This seems to come from nowhere and center around the trigger. In many cases, anxiety triggers coincide with anxiety disorders. We also have trauma triggers. Trauma triggers are most often associated with post-traumatic stress. Many people, they consciously or unconsciously avoid situations that they trigger, and this known as the avoidance behavior, and its coping mechanism. It works in a short term, but does not allow the healing in a long term. So you can be kind of avoiding that, but it doesn't work in the long term, just short. So it's a band-aid fix. Anger triggers. Now, what's this? Sometimes individuals find themselves irrationally angry about a situation or an object, and this is a sign of anger trigger triggers, and can also work for temporary, for a time. So there's all these type of things. Identify your responses, identifying a response to a trigger. Identify a response to a trigger. It's much easier to take stock of what you feel in the moment when you feel yourself becoming overwhelmed by powerful emotion. Take stock of what you're experiencing. Sit with that. Do not feel angry or sad or jealous about physical signs. Is your heart pounding or are you breathing quickly? Examining what you're feeling, both physically and mentally, it's easier to identify the triggering events. Look at retrace your steps. Once you stop, take stock of your emotions. Okay, it's very good to edge you kind of there to the situation. What were you doing before you got upset? Yeah, taking stock. Was there a particular moment where you would feel the negative emotions or coming on? If you can try to consider a situation and think about what would have upset you over times, would that have sometimes triggers rooted in the past experienced and traumas? So it's okay in triggering events doesn't make sense. Maybe you were driving to work and you got a sudden reminder of an accident. It can be anything. So you're best to identify what about the situation made you unhappy in that drive. Repeating the cycle. Don't feel discouraged if you can't identify the trigger on the first try. These feelings are often complicated and it's not failure to require multiple attempts. And the many people are discouraged. If you can identify the trigger on the first try, these feelings are often kind of complicated, and it's not a failure to require multiple attempts to spot your psychological and trigger. Many people get discouraged, but know that you can identify these feelings even if it doesn't happen right away. We can look at, and if you've gone through this process several times and still struggling to identify emotional triggers, you may benefit from professional mental health. Getting some help. How do you identify psychological triggers? Identify your response. Pay attention to your emotional, physical reaction when you feel like overwhelmed, not feeling like anger, sadness, or physical symptoms like pounding heart or rapid breathing. Retrace your steps again. Repeat the cycle. So when you're triggering, what does it mean? What does it mean to be triggering once again? Being triggered means having a Having intense emotion due to an external factor, typically associated with recalling a traumatic event or expressing a reminder of past distress, it can manifest as a sudden anxiety, sadness, anger, and emotion response. And so, so that was one little Google search. Yeah, I'm going to go back to other bits here. That's what Google reckons. So how to calm down when you're being triggered? That's a good one. So let's go look at simplicity. You know, take a deep breath. Yeah, slowing down and deepening your breath will stimulate your vagus nerve, part of the body's rest and digest parasystemic nervous system, and help push you back into the more relaxed state of in the mind. Lengthen your inhales and exhales, especially the exhales, and the focus on breathing from your belly. And that's interesting. So how do you, yeah, that's a quick way. So why am I getting triggered easily? What does trauma trigger look like? Let's look at what is a trauma trigger. Of course, what does it look like? Triggers can include like sights, sounds, smells, thoughts that remind you of traumatic events in some way. Especially people suffering PTSD, triggers are obvious, such as seeing a news report of an assault. Other less clear, for example, if you were attacked on a sunny day, seeing a bright blue sky might make you upset. So what is it for you? All this made up stuff, right? But what is it for you that you're perceiving? What triggers you off? Do triggers go away? What's going to address that? With practice and reaction to your emotional triggers could subside, but they may never go away. The best thing that you can do is to quickly identify when emotion is triggered and then choose what to say or do next. So it's all in their heads, and the five steps of managing emotional triggers. Yeah, it's all in their head. So that's what happens there. Can a trigger make you cry? For some, a trigger might cause a physical response, a heavy breathing, sweating, crying. For some, a trigger could elicit an emotional reaction, like thinking I am being attacked, or for some, a trigger can cause, you know, harm or a relapse in the actual event that actually happened, which is sometimes we need to face that. How do we self-regulate in triggers? Well, there are a number of skills that can help us self-regulate our emotions, create space, emotions, you know, noticing what you feel, naming what you feel, accepting the emotion and practicing mindfulness, identifying the reduced triggers, turn on into the physiological symptoms, consider the story you are telling yourself. And So here's a good one. Here's a good question. How can we communicate when we're triggered? So we need to learn this basic communication skill with ourselves and talk to a person who triggers you, so you can both avoid the situation from repeating. All right. Sometimes you have to say, well, I'm prepared to, you know, this person. I can either have boundaries or prepare to move on from the relationship. And unless there's a communication, you know, in the, you know, to avoid a situation from repeating this kind of trigger. So if you can find that we have been triggered and what triggers us, maybe it's time to be a bit more firm on ourselves and get out of the need of feeling that we have to be always pleasing, or, you know, we need to get out of the feeling that we're so good codependent we need to face our situation and be calm and composed. It's just a mental thing. You have to communicate to yourself by identifying what you feel. An example would be to slamming the door at your partner for not noticing the effort you put into the relationship. All these kind of things with that, you know, that's called resent and unnecessary responses. Blaming doors, that's another one. That's a good one. Yeah, so how do I comfort myself emotionally? That's another good question. You can also practice self-compassion through journaling your feelings, doing something you love that you don't get too often, writing a love letter to yourself. I love that one. Practicing support and touch exercise and energizing and relaxing techniques that calm you down. Not labeling or judging reactions and feelings. So there's 6 things mentioned there. We can go on that. How to comfort yourself. Why do I get triggered by small things? They're not small. So when you find yourself sweating and small stuff, sweating the small stuff, it might be a sign that that there are other deeper problems you aren't dealing with, making you liable to blow a gasket at the moment. Many people with overreaction tends to overthink the situation and don't go there, leaving them incapable of thinking about anything else just but that. A good question. If you've got a partner that's consistently triggered, so how do you deal with someone who's always been triggered and you're in the firing line? All you do is just listen and put the attention on that. Don't defend, blame, or criticize them. They're going through a situation. In the presence of anyone who is triggered, if you come at them with any kind of attack, they're going to get defensive and walls go up and tread lightly, not to take care of them, but to respect their process and take care of yourself, because you're going to be in the firing line. I like that one. What gives you the most comfort? Here's some things to create comforts in your life, like sit outside in the sun and enjoy a few minutes in peace and quiet. Pray or meditate. Spend time with your pet. Think about all the good things happening in your life. Buy yourself a banquet of flowers because you're worth it. And so these are just some ways. There's many ways to feel comfortable in self-care. How do I stop kind of reacting to everything? Some tips here we can look at. Think about responding rather than reacting. And these may involve reframing how you experience life. Take a breath by yourself in a millisecond of time before you react. That's powerful, to be able to sort of take a breath and stop reacting. And that could be good. Try doing that, because that's the difference of reacting, getting caught in the energy field, or just backing off and just apologetically say, I've got to go, and it's getting a little bit out there, and I've got a few things to do, and I'm sorry, and move on. Get to know the triggers, replenish your energy, rephrase your script, speak to a therapist, of course. Why am I so easily, good question, why are we always easily triggered by our loved ones, like a partner? You know, if you ever had a toxic relationship, and even after 6 months honeymoon season, in these complex dynamics of human relationship, it's common for people to be like upset by certain statements. We're always creating resentments in time, building up on devaluation of ourselves and devaluation of others. And so certain statements, actions, or behaviors of their loved ones, and the strong emotions can be triggered by like these triggers, which often arise from unpleasant memories, insecurities, unfulfilled expectations. Yep, so these are the three devils: unpleasant memories, past memories, but you're taking that in a new relationship, your insecurities and unfulfilled expectations. So that person does not need to fulfill your life. You need to be able to fulfill yourself. Also, if you can live without expectations, so much expectation, you give yourself a bit of room to breathe in that relationship. So it's pretty important to do that. I'll finish up with a quickie. So how do I stop overthinking and reacting? We can remind ourselves and over again that overreacting isn't helping anyone, including ourselves. Practice taking deep breaths, maybe meditation, when you feel overreaction coming on. It's a trained behavior. It can be a habit for us. Identify positive statements you can say to yourself about the situation. You know, identify positive statements you can say to yourself about the situation and about yourself, and visualize your helpful response before reacting. So, and that's it for that. Just rambling on from Google search and things out there on the net, and a little bit more information on why do we trigger, and there's some good tips there. But I think the number one thing is, you know, sometimes welcome the triggers, welcome the disturbance, and try to, you know, learn to not react physically with them. And, you know, it's everyone says it's their problem, but all we can do is just listen to their problem, to your partner's problems, and just learn to be kind, gentle to ourselves and others around in situations. It's not easy out there. But yeah. Yeah, but I think I'll end it with here. It's thank you for listening, and hope this has kind of helped someone, you know, just dropping in and feeling about what they're feeling today. So if you're feeling any of all these things, there's a couple of good tips shared there that we can all use to calm our situation down. So once again, all the best. And yeah, so it's Nick here for Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. So hope this has reached you. And if you feel like you can subscribe, if you want to subscribe, or pass this on, and all information. I've got many podcasts out there. Also, you can check in Facebook, Tranquility, From Anxiety to Tranquility is another Facebook group that I'm running. And lots of all my podcasts are all there, and also on Spotify. You can just search Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety, Nick Chancellor, and you'll find me there. So, yeah. So I thought I'd just have a bit of a rant today. Just random talk, and all about the triggers, which is important. You know, just one more, just before I go, just welcome the triggers. Learn from them. Don't avoid them, and be part of them, and have respect to the other person that's going through things. You might want to label people like narcissists, but they're not. They're just people who are hurting, who haven't got it right, who can't get onto social. They have social phobia, anxieties. They're doing a job that they're not suited for. They're pushing themselves a bit hard. They're always sad and angry. And sometimes it's easier to get off the treadmill and can find an easier job for a little while. Yeah. And let's stop our negative thinking of scarcity. There's always something out to do there. You don't need to stick to a job that's causing you anxiety and stress. So look for alternatives, my friends. And if you need some help in this area, by all means, happy to do one-on-ones. You can find my Calendly calendar a little bit later on this description box of this podcast. And once again, all the best, and thank you for joining me. And bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.